This morning our scripture comes from the book of Ephesians, from chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, and then jumping over from 8 to 20. Imitate God, therefore, in everything you do, because you are his dear children. Live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God. For once you were full of darkness, but now you have light from the Lord. So live as people of light. Many translations say children of light, which I like better. For this light within you produces only what is good and right and true. Carefully determine what pleases the Lord. Take no part in the worthless deeds of evil and darkness. Instead, expose them. It is shameful even to talk about the things that ungodly people do in secret, but their evil intentions will be exposed when the light shines on them, for the light makes everything visible. So be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. Don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves and making music to the Lord in your hearts. Give thanks for everything to God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said of himself in John 8:12, I am the light of the world. And then he said, whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. He said, will have. Not just that they would walk in the light, but that they will have the light of life in them. And this is why Jesus could say in Matthew 5:14 that you are the light of the world. And a few verses later adds, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to God, your Father, who is in heaven. Why would God get the glory? Because God is the source of the light. And what is the first thing God created? Light. Light carries a big significance in God's world. 1 Thessalonians 5:5 says, you are all children of the light and of the day. We don't belong to darkness and night. Think of it like this. The Holy Spirit is bright and holy and radiates God's love. And that Spirit is in you. So when you align yourself with Christ, you allow that radiant glow of the Holy Spirit to shine out. To shine your light implies that you're following Jesus. Because you can't shine your light if you're not in the light. And to follow Jesus simply means to love people. And by doing so, you shine a light into their darkness, which exposes their darkness to them. We aren't to be the judge. We're not going around looking for darkness to shine into. We're not calling people out on the things that they're doing. We're simply being Jesus. And when they see that light, they gain a revelation of another way of living. Many people in darkness don't even know that what they're doing is destroying them. But when we're light, we shine that love, because light and love go together. We can't help but shine it when we're following Jesus. And Christ is our example, and so we should follow his way. When we love people as Jesus did, we serve them. We are kind to them. We seek ways to bless and help them, and not for our own selfish gain. So what does shining a light look like in practical terms? Well, for starters, we have the joy of the Lord in us. We should always have a smile on our face. It should just be our natural face position is a pleasant one, a smile. Smiling intentionally at people like busy cashiers or stressed out waitresses or whomever we encounter shares a demeanor of Christ with them. Being thankful, but saying so. Many times we're thankful about the service we've received from a waitress or a clerk or whomever it might be, even from a spouse, but we sometimes fail to say it. We just feel it. Oh, I'm so grateful. Like, I didn't say thanks to Mike for plowing out the snow this morning. Or did I? I don't think I did. Thanks, honey. So sometimes we just sort of take for granted. I mean, we appreciate, but we don't say so. But when we say so, a light shines. Because we've made it aware. We've made that person aware of our gratitude. It says in Ephesians 5:20, to give thanks for everything. Everything. Because that honors God. We shine when we accept others for who they are. We don't require them to be perfect before we accept them. And we don't require them to be the same as us before we accept them. We just let them be who they are. Jesus did that all the time. Philippians 4:5 says, let your gentleness be evident to all. Having a gentle spirit. You're easy to get along with. You're approachable. You're friendly and kind. Be a happy person. I mean, we have Jesus in our spirit. What reason do we have that is greater than knowing Christ that could possibly make us grumpy or unhappy, or just kind of blah? I think it's when we forget the power that resides in us, the resurrection power of Christ in us, and we let circumstances begin to dictate our moods. We should be happy to know that we store treasure all the time, every day, in heaven where it won't decay or be stolen. And it'll be there waiting for us. We should have a rejoicing heart because we're filled with the Holy Spirit. It said in the passage that we should be singing psalms and spiritual songs and just making music to the Lord in your hearts. I remember my grandmother walking around and she was just always singing a hymn. And my mom told me that that's how she's always been. She'd be singing a hymn while she's doing her dishes or cleaning her house or whatever chore it might be. She always was humming or singing a song to the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always. Nothing in this world is greater than knowing Christ. Being a miserable Christian is a complete and total waste of time. It carries no eternal value. And it bears a poor witness to the transformative power of the Holy Spirit. And why would anyone who doesn't know Christ change their miserable life for your miserable life? Because you have to go to church. It's a terrible witness. I think if you're a miserable Christian, it can only be because you don't understand what it means to be a Christian. And you believe some stuff about Jesus, some truths about Jesus, but you lack this understanding about the work of the Holy Spirit in you. And you likely don't have this revelation of how much God loves you because you couldn't be miserable and know that. Even in hard times, if you really know that God loves you with this amazing, extravagant love, it's hard to ever be miserable. And having a good attitude in life just shines Jesus brightly, especially when our good attitude is surrounded by crummy circumstances. We can't control our circumstances, but we can control our attitude. I remember reading that, and I don't remember the person to give credit to, but they were a Holocaust survivor. And all the time they were in the camp, they had a positive attitude. And the response was, I can't control my circumstances, but I can control me in those circumstances. And they chose to have a positive attitude. And a positive attitude means we trust that God is in control. When we get upset and stressed and worried, it's because we think we have to figure this out. And we lack that trust that God is in control. God's got this. Having a good attitude towards people means that we think the best of them. So if they do something that's careless or thoughtless, we don't hold that to them. We just think, well, I know they're a better person than that. And I know they probably didn't intend for what they said or did to have hurt me. We think the best. We give them the benefit of the doubt. We aren't easily offended and we quickly forgive. That's having a good attitude toward people. And we also maintain a stable attitude. We're not an emotional train wreck where one moment we're up and the next moment we're down and no one really ever knows what moment we're in. We're not a drama queen or a drama king. We're stable because we're in the Lord and that never changes. We've built our house on a solid rock. And when we do those things, we shine a light. When we are good to people, we shine a light. When we reach out to those in need, to lend a hand, to offer help, we shine a light. 1 Peter 4:8 says, above all things, have intense and unfailing love for one another. That's the brightest we can ever shine. For love covers a multitude of sins. It means it forgives and disregards the offenses of others. Wasn't that Jesus? Every story we read of Jesus, he is choosing not to be offended, but he's letting love reign over. And when we do that, we shine an intense Jesus light, one that's hard for others to ignore. They might not understand the source of the light, but they sure do know they've been shined on. Jesus went about doing good things for other people, and so should we be about the act of just doing good. Do the right thing. Galatians encourages us and says not to get tired of doing what is good, because sometimes our good deeds aren't appreciated. But we're not doing them for appreciation. We're doing them to shine. And when we get discouraged, it means we're thinking it's all about us. I did these wonderful things and nobody thanked me. We get discouraged. Well, see if I do anything good for them ever again. Was it about our doing good or about them appreciating us? Because one is selfish and the other's God-full. Our world seems to be getting darker. But the funny thing about darkness is it doesn't exist on its own. Darkness is only the measure when light decreases. So if our world seems darker, it's only because we're not shining. We as the church, the body of Christ, there's millions of us on this planet. But if we're not shining, if we're living and looking just like everyone else who doesn't know Christ, no wonder the world looks dim. But if Christians everywhere, if Christians here in this little town shone, it would get to be noticed, and Thorndale would not seem like a dark place. It would feel like a bright light. So let's go into this new year, 2024, with a determination to shine, to be the light that Jesus said we were. King Solomon tells us in Proverbs, like a muddied fountain and a polluted spring is the righteous man who yields and falls down and compromises his integrity before the wicked. What he's saying is that when, as Christians, we fail to shine, when we blend in with the world, or when we allow the world to shape us, we have no testimony as a Christian. Mud isn't bright. Mud doesn't shine. There's no light. And there's no testimony. So if you say you're a Christian, then you should live in such a way that others will see that you're different. You're always pleasant. I think that's a wonderful compliment. If anyone ever says, you're always smiling, you're just so pleasant. That's Jesus. And although they've given you the compliment, they're actually complimenting the source of that in you, which is God. We should look different. We should be different. Your language should be cleaner. You don't get engaged in gossip. You smile more. You always seem to be happy. And you don't get upset with people. You know how hard that is? But if we could live in a way that we didn't just get so upset with people so quickly, we would seem different. Especially to the people who know they've done something you should be upset about, but you respond in love instead. I mean, it's kind of fun, you're just messing with their heads. They're just like, I don't get it, why aren't you mad at me? What will the mad get you? Nothing. But what will shining light get you? Rewards in heaven that don't rot or decay or aren't stolen. We live in the world, but we are not part of the world. Our home is the kingdom of God. That's our citizenship. And there it's very bright. Proverbs 4:18 says, the path of the righteous is like the morning sun, shining ever brighter till the full light of day. That is us. We are the righteous. Jesus made us so. And so we brightly shine, brighter and brighter as the day goes on, brighter and brighter as our lives go on. That's where we live. And it's time for us to be the light. May you go from here enthusiastic, knowing you are in Jesus Christ, citizens of the kingdom of heaven. Be faithful ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, living in the power of the Holy Spirit, which is bright. Shine your light like no other. Bring others into the eternal kingdom through your good deeds, bearing fruit and growing in knowledge to the glory of God. May the love of God, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.